trying to kick you out, and you just won't go away, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was an exciting day for my wife and I. You know, last night we certainly loved the community. The organization's treated us fairly, and, you know, we're just excited to know we're going to be here again.
Kyle, did you see this coming?
I mean, you know, it had kind of been talked back and forth, you know, for the last, you know, couple months there, and you know, I was just real happy with my play, where I'm at right now as a player, and just like I was talking to, you know, Josh last night, I feel like I've come a really long way in 3 months, and feel like there's still a ton of room for exponential growth going forward. So I'm just happy to be in a system that gives me a fair chance to play good football, and really just excited to play with the guys that I have around me in the huddle. I got great players around me that allow me to go out and look good as well.
Kyle, as a union guy who's familiar with what's going on in the collective bargaining, how does the 1 year play into the labor?
Well, I mean, it was just the whole deal. It was, you know, just talking to Dave Dunn, my agent, and everything, it was like, you know, it was really an interesting situation throughout the whole negotiations, and certainly in the labor environment that we're in. You know, he felt like the Broncos were very creative, Brian Zanders and coach and the whole organization was, you know, they were very creative to get a deal done that, you know, we both liked and feel like is fair for both parties.
Do you have any understanding as to whether guaranteed money gets paid in the event of a lockout?
Well, you know, not if you're locked out, but I mean, when you come back from it, you know, the money will be there. But, you know, it was a deal that, you know, we both thought was good for both people, and you know, we were just really excited about it.
I know you kind of, you know, sought to be wanted, you know, throughout Chicago and here. Is this a signal to you that, you know, they do appreciate you?
Well, I know I'm appreciated here. I knew that last year. I think, you know, anytime you can go out there and just display good work ethic and just do everything team-oriented, which I try to do, I think you're always appreciated by your teammates and your coaches that might not travel outside the building, but I knew how appreciated I was, you know, even last year inside the building.
But, I mean, as far as the financial part of it.
Well, that's great. You know, I mean, that's certainly, you know, huge for my family, and that was my, you know, really only thoughts going into the whole deal is, you know, what's the best way I can, you know, support my family.
Kyle, how much of a part of you wondered if it would get done?
I just went into the whole camp saying nothing's going to get done. I'm going to go out and have the best year of my career and have to wait till next year, and I was fine with that. If something came about that we thought was fair, we were going to take it, and it kind of came about pretty quickly.
Did you prefer the 1 year to a multi-year deal? Did they prefer? How did that
come about? I really didn't have a whole lot of say in anything. I let Dave Dunn, my agent, and Brian work. You know, I didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't want to talk about it. And, you know, certainly Dave knows what I want, and he came with, you know, when he thought we had something that I would consider, you know, he came to me, you know, at that point.
Why 1 year? Take the 1 year extension now and not play the year out and then try to get the Matt Castle-like contract?
Yeah, I mean, that's a way of thought. You know, there's risks, and there's risk involved in every decision, and we just thought that this was the decision that best fit Bridget and myself.
What's your view of the collective bargaining situation? Where are you now as far as your contact with it? How optimistic or pessimistic are you about it?
Well, just as players, you know, I know certainly the American Needle case was a big deal for the players. But, you know, we're still taking the approach that, you know, we're going to be locked out, and we're hoping that's not the case. But to not prepare for something like that would be a fault by all the players.
I know you've said all you've ever looked for is a chance, but a lot of people, you know, myself included, everybody's looking into bringing in Brady and bringing in Tim. Signing this contract, do you think that this shows the team feels like you are the guy? I mean, they, you know, Justin.
Well, I hope my play is what tells the team that I'm the guy. You know, I think I've elevated my play. I've elevated my leadership. I've elevated my understanding of the offense. And so, you know, I think we've got, you know, a lot of guys in the huddle that see that. And I hope that's what really, you know, gives them that comfort is by my play.
Kyle, you've been in a lot of quarterback battles over the years. And there was talk of it in the spring, but we definitely hadn't seen that. Is this the best you felt through a camp and heading into a season?
Yeah, I'm excited for the year. I want to get this year started. You know, I've had so many questions about your confidence level and your play and all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things that factor into confidence, you know, being in the system for a second year and really understanding what it's all about, being healthy finally and feeling good physically. But, you know, more as like I was talking to Josh, I mean, having the players around you that you know you can succeed with is a huge deal. And I'm really excited about the group of guys that we have on offense, and I think we have a chance to be real special.
Kyle, you said you would have been okay just playing out this season and kind of betting on yourself. What does the extension do as far as your mindset or comfort?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing changes. Nothing changes with my play. I'm going to go out there and try to be the most prepared guy on the field and do whatever it takes to win. And hopefully that's how I'm judged still, is just by wins and losses. And hopefully we can go out and win a bunch of games.
I know you've said it doesn't really play into your mindset when teams go out and draft other quarterbacks or trade for other quarterbacks. But it does seem like throughout your whole career, every team you've been on has been trying to replace you. Is there some place in the back of your mind where that gives you something to prove?
I think that's the case for 26, 27 teams in the NFL. They're always trying to replace the quarterback. I mean, that's just life in the league. That's life in this position. Is they're going to try to bring in somebody better and younger and all that stuff. And but ultimately, as long as the decision is made on the field and based on play and all that stuff, you really can't have any gripes about it. And fortunately, that's been the case, and I've been able to play well.
Can you give us a one-paragraph explanation on the American Eagle case?
Well, I think really, it was a situation where the owners, kind of appealed their own, win in an appellate case. But we saw it as an attempt to take away, antitrust situation for the players. And as most people know, we've really never won a strike. But the only thing that we've ever won is in antitrust situations, and going to court. So that was a big ruling for the players to say that the league is a, 32 competitive teams and not one whole entity.
Kyle, you've talked a lot about your understanding in your second year. How's that translating out here?
Well, I think, my plan individually, just knowing where to look and making good decisions and not having your eyes all over the field, I think, really in this league, you got to be able to eliminate one of your problems and be able to focus on what you need to focus on each play, or the game just moves too fast. And I wasn't really able to do that last year. But I think more than anything, just as a collective whole, I can communicate with so many different people and make sure that we're on the same page going into every play. And I think that's just helped the offense out.
Josh pointed to that second touchdown in the preseason game as a distinction from where you were last year. Can you take us through your how would a quarterback season that play and what you might not have seen?
Yeah, I think this is an offense where we do a lot of two play calls in the huddle and all that stuff, and really never got into a whole lot of just changing the play or doing something with one individual guy with a signal or something like that. And I think that's where we're evolving to as an offense, and certainly you have to have a great understanding of each play to know what you can do maybe with a certain guy that's not really built into that play, So you have to have a great understanding of that. And, I'm feeling better with that. And certainly the receivers are able to adjust, and take that information that I want to give them. And, maybe we got 2 seconds on the play clock, but it's a head nod or it's a, look in the eyes or whatever it is. And we can figure it out and get the play, ran how we want to run it.
And you think a year ago, you probably just go through the running play?
Yeah, no way. Yeah, no way. Because I don't think that's just my development in the offense. I think that's everybody's development in the offense. I think so much has been made of my second year. We've got 10 guys now that it's in their second year of the offense, and that just makes the whole ship run smoother.
Tim got bruised ribs on that last play in the first game. Would you have done anything different if you were in those shoes in that situation last play?
You can try to score every play that you can, and if it's if that's the option, then that's what you got to do.
One more for Kyle.
You talked about, again, the comfort level and understanding and being able to do things last year. When you see what Tim and Brady are going through in this camp, do you see a lot of things that you went through last year in what they're doing now?
Yeah. I mean, that's there's always growing pains when you're coming into a – there was growing pains when I was coming into Chicago in a new system. And there was growing pains for me last year. And really can't, expect to play flawlessly. That's just reality. I mean, and – the more you can do stuff, the more you can make mistakes, and then go back and watch those mistakes and say, I shouldn't be doing this, totally wrong thought. The more you can get that film work and those corrections made, the better you play.